Hey everyone, it's Stevie here, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on another Team Bubba video. Today's video is a transcript of a resignation letter, which an integral team member of Lifeforce sent to Kim and her team following the decision to resign from the Lifeforce organisation. It's a particularly heartfelt and honest account explaining the reasons why she resigned. The letter is from 2 years ago and was sent to our email address, giving us permission to publish it in the set of exposés we're doing on Kim Goguen. We'd like to thank this unnamed person for allowing us to put this out, and to let Kim's followers who've been thinking of speaking out that others have been strong enough to do this and that they're not alone. I think there's not much need for a long introduction. So let's get on with it. We have used a text to voice speech synthesis software for this, but I think you'll agree that it doesn't detract any authenticity from the letter.
To the Arizona People's Assembly, today marks the day of my resignation from the Arizona People's Assembly, APA, as a member and as the Health Committee lead. I do not feel required to give a detailed explanation, but in order to avoid much conjecture and also respecting the relationships I have forged, I will give insights. I could write a short book on what is on my mind, but my goal is to only cut down on the amount that I will inevitably be misunderstood. Since age 18, I have been involved with the Restoration Plan. I was involved before it was cool and known about widely. It was just on another platform, but it was the same basic plan. It's not new. It's called the New System, and I literally dedicated 30 years of my life to it, with millions around the world working shoulder to shoulder. Not a couple years of volunteer work or sporadic involvement, but 3 solid decades never getting paid a dime. Only volunteering my own resources to help humanity and do the right thing. And this is likely why I have had little material possessions. I gave away my most productive years while being told that I would get it all back, and then some in abundance very soon, that it's just around the corner and to be patient. So this is not a new venture for me. And I've learned a few things on that journey that I was likely meant to walk. Being indoctrinated from such a young age before my brain was even done forming made me extremely vulnerable. Unfortunately, that prior organization used mind control and destructive cult tactics, entangled in the beautiful promises for the future to keep people engaged. Incidentally, the word cult has taken exclusively a negative meaning, but in reality, it need not only refer to damaging groups, which is why I add the word destructive. Anyone who spoke out against the beliefs or injustices that were evident once you were in were marked publicly and/or disfellowshipped, sometimes being labeled an apostate. Interestingly, the word apostate simply means someone who changes their mind on their religious spiritual beliefs. But the definition has changed substantially by misuse of the word. The ones who even quietly walked away, like me, were labeled and would be in line to lose their whole social structure, sometimes the only one they had since birth, because they were now shunned from everyone they depended on and cared for, including blood relatives who were still involved and complying. This is extreme behavior, but I illustrate it for a reason. It's not hard to see the same tactics being used in many organizations for eons, up until today. Those tactics and more are etched in my brain, and I can spot them before most do. They are used because they work, some purposefully, some innocently. After going through a period of deprogramming, here's a little of what I've learned. 1. Giving credulity to someone or an organization that presents facts that you can't observe or verify personally for an extended period of time can suppress discernment. The longer you stay, the greater the cognitive dissonance. 2. Cognitive dissonance is a real thing, and we all have it. Knowing this and observing it in ourselves without judgment will get you past the matter at hand. 3. If you can't question a leader or those with oversight without fear of being labeled a dissenter and/or being shunned, that is unhealthy. 4. Gaslighting is when someone convinces you that what you see, you didn't see, what you hear, you didn't hear, what you feel, you didn't feel or shouldn't feel. It's to convince you that your reality is completely false. We all do it on at least a small scale, unintentionally, but it's a serious abuse tactic when done by design. Now, after over a year of involvement in the Life Force, LF, movement, I have had many observations and, in turn, formed a unique perspective. One that, if it gets me labeled and banned forever, because I speak my truth respectfully, which has been stated would happen by a prominent LF member addressing the general group, then so be it. I know the drill. Yet, even the group I EF'd after suffering abuse for 3 decades, I still manage to have a balanced view of. I speak my truth when necessary and share my own experience, but it's not one of total disdain or slander. Most of my involvement with LF happens to have been mostly through assembly work, but I've made contacts in many areas. With all this said, my perspective is this. I have concluded that at present, while the overwhelming majority involved are good-hearted, and indeed the mission is noble, various levels of truth are tactically being kept from those that have a vested interest to be informed by lies and massive censorship. That is not supporting sovereignty, but is a control tactic and is repeating the system that does not serve us. To me, that's slapping a label of love and light on something broken and calling it good. Division is not caused by someone deciding to move on while others exercise their autonomy and do the same. It's also not caused by speaking one's truth. It's caused by an us versus them mentality that is spread in obvious ways or craftily created by twisting the facts. For instance, if I speak of the negative experiences I had in the prior group because it's part of my life journey, is that hater aid? Is that a complaining spirit? Using those labels could in reality create a distraction from the truth to those not keen to the tactic. I know, however, for me, it was part of my human experience to feel those emotions and desire to find others who could relate. Help me get past it by making sense of it and even corroborate my reactions. Also, it was necessary to deprogram the conditioning I had. Especially when I first left, I had deep grief, confusion, anger, and fear that needed to be worked through so I could show up afterwards in a healthy frame of mind. Not all handle being or feeling mistreated in this same way, granted, and this can cause lots more problems. But again, I'm not trying to write a book here dissecting the subject at hand on every level. I'm only sharing my perspective in a general way so as to shed light on a few things. Having high standards of how we treat one another is important, and in turn, being a model of what we'd like to experience from others is effective. We all slip off course and do well if we get back up, brush ourselves off, figure out where the heck that stone we slipped on came from, and then apologize to the sidewalk that we just landed on. So, for example, responding in kind to less than stellar behavior or kicking people out of chat groups for disagreeing with the narrative or challenging someone's opinion who is in a position of oversight is very base energy and is a destructive cult tactic. Additionally, when people show a pattern of not being in line with the very codes of conduct they hold others to strictly, that is hypocrisy. When key people do it and won't be held accountable, that is especially abusive. This is all a lack of integrity. I have experienced this personally, witnessed it without being directly involved, as well as seen a mountain of irrefutable evidence. I have had my eyes peeled this whole time, allowing myself to be open to consider information that others have seemed to shun on its face. This is what I've learned to do after my 30-year involvement already noted, and it generally puts me in line to see differing perspectives in a pretty balanced way instead of cherry-picking. Should information be banned, even if it's disinformation in our opinion? In the other worldwide group I was in, information was intentionally kept so we wouldn't exercise our critical thinking skills. We were also forbidden to look for other opinions and viewpoints. Only their rendition of other viewpoints could be considered. We were told it was to protect us. Additionally, past mistakes were covered up instead of dealt with honestly. I mention these experiences because I'm seeing them all over again, and it's giving me the same feeling I had for decades, and subsequently, I see many of the same patterns after I check in with myself. Being complicit to any of this is not the way we change this world. Wouldn't the right thing be to question or speak out if one senses lack of integrity? Wouldn't that be the sovereign thing to do? Wouldn't that be welcomed by those that are there to serve? I hope whatever is going on gets resolved, and the group can keep moving forward to the real solutions. But presently, this is not how we move forward. I sense a stall in this movement on an etheric level. I can't know if it was always like this, but my hunch is that there are some really good people who have been influenced, overtaken, used, whatever the case, by the ones we are claiming to oppose. We, as a collective, will get past this, but it has to include integrity, and that is lacking currently in key areas. Just thinking about what I've experienced, culminating in what I see currently, causes me deep despair. I need to listen to that and not metaphorically put my fingers in my ears, pretending it doesn't exist. That wouldn't be standing up for what is right. Some things can't be tolerated. A deliberate misrepresentation of anyone or anything is deception and takes away a person's right to choose their path with a clear vision, because we are all connected and do not live in a vacuum. Allowing for missteps from a collective and individuals that are trying to evolve is necessary, but lies and patterns of abuse are intolerable and sadly are happening. All of this infringes on sovereignty. I've experienced it before and can't be complicit to these tactics by supporting any organization that has this pattern. In my mind, the mission will still go on, yet this can't be the way forward. Therefore, I choose to use my resources elsewhere. This is not what I signed up for, and is not the only model that can have success. This particular movement may be a stepping stone to other things, and I honor that. It was a stepping stone for me, personally, and I regret nothing. There's great opportunity for spiritual maturity and expansion when we take full responsibility for our own thoughts, words, and actions. The external is a reflection of the internal. So I ask myself, What did I need to learn, and what did I actually learn? Lots. I learned lots, and I thank my APA brothers and sisters for assisting me in that and for being patient with me as I grew. I tried to do the same for others. Truth is indeed being revealed on many levels, and it has been for some time for those willing to see it. I am a reasonable and forgiving soul. I choose my path carefully and do not make decisions like this one easily. I look for patterns which culminate in a preponderance of evidence before I make moves. If anything, I wait too long to move on. We all have the possibility of a strong connection to Source, and each is unique. The quality of that connection has everything to do with one's ability to sift through their own inner chatter and truly listen for that subtle guidance. Pure Source energy doesn't yell at us or make us feel lesser. Those actions are not Source initiated, since God is love. It's not something one has. Feeling love is experiencing God. Actions grounded in love will be evident because love is a verb. It's long-suffering, kind, does not look for its own interests, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and it never fails. Leaving the assembly and the life force movement is fully my choice. No one has coerced or even suggested I resign my position. I, unfortunately, have enough experience and provable facts within the last year to be absolutely sure that I cannot participate any longer in this hidden, hostile environment, because that would also mean I am complicit. You can't create a world ruled by love and mutual respect with opposite tendencies. It's like blue on black. It doesn't matter how much love and light you put over something ugly. Who would drink a glass of clean water after just a drop of poison was added? We are better than this. We just need more time to learn. I would encourage all to own their sovereignty by being brave and questioning everything, no matter where your life journey takes you, and to not follow people. Learn from the mistakes humanity has made for many thousands of years. The only person it would be wise to follow is your higher self. I would suggest aligning with others that do the same. This decision makes me very sad, because it's not about the people in the APA, but who they want to and are forced to take direction from to be funded, different from how the assembly started out. In some ways, that direction has been very helpful, and I am grateful, but I can't accept the unacceptable along with it. The APA is dynamite on its own at this point, so please don't misunderstand me that I am speaking of the APA. The assembly has, in my opinion, somewhat unknowingly copied the tactics I've discussed, but overall we have a very balanced group trying to do well for AZ. We've had many growing pains, but have gotten through them. We've had internal conflicts like all organizations, but have grown. We've made mistakes, but learned. To correct course when needed garners respect. I am proud of all my fellow officers. It breaks my heart to leave. I called the first meeting on December 2nd, 2020, and even volunteered to be the president. Oh my, I'm so glad that didn't happen. I supported the assembly for over a year without knowing what the next month would bring. I did this willingly and without coercion. With all this said, I will not hold out because of a possible payout, and I don't see the organizational structure changing anytime soon. I know I will manifest what my heart desires if I follow it. Source will guide and support me if I keep my integrity, not if I don't. My integrity is precious to me and is not for sale. With all this said, I thank you in advance for respecting my decision by not engaging in unverifiable conjectures in my regard.
If you have a story to tell about Kim and your experience with Life Force, then please get in touch with us at Team Bubba. You can email us at fraudfighters@gmx.com. As usual, every email is treated with respect and anonymity if that's what you want. Or you can follow the instructions on one of our recent videos, which gives instructions how to upload any videos you record of yourself telling your story. Please don't forget to like and subscribe to keep up with the other stories, which are coming in daily to Team Bubba. Also, feel free to comment below. We love any kind of feedback and interaction. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next time for another of Kim's ex-members' experiences.